Track 4, On With The News. Travellers who have occupied parts of Newton Abbot 8 times already this year will soon find their way onto the parks blocked. Angry residents near Osborne Park urged Teignbridge Council to speed up the process after suffering misery at the hands of some travellers. Councillors have called for better liaison with police to tackle the problems. Councillor Jane Taylor said, "The police say they have no resources, but that's not good enough. We need to put some pressure on the police on behalf of our residents." Police were called over allegations of criminal damage, and there were reports of cars being scratched, doors kicked, and loud music at night, and confrontations with residents. Councillor Colin Parker said the encampments caused disruption, distress, and anger, and there had been 4 groups on Osborne Park in recent weeks. Travellers chose the park because of easy access, he said, and he called on the council to collaborate with neighbouring authorities to find a transit site for travelling groups away from town centres. The issue was discussed at an emergency meeting of the executive committee. "We have listened to residents and we are acting," said council leader Richard Keeling. "We understand the distress people have endured." Members voted unanimously to back measures costing £73,200, which will come from Section 106 payments to the council by developers. These will include physical barriers such as bollards, gates, earth banks and trees at vulnerable parks such as Osborne Park, Courtney Park and Sandringham Park. Osborne Park needs tailored measures due to tree roots, underground services and existing park use. Other parks to be protected by the target hardening approach include Bakers Park, Dawlish Countryside Park and Ford Park. A report said a lack of formal transit sites in and around Teignbridge contributed to recurring problems with unauthorised encampments. Councillor Keeling said the search for a suitable transit site would continue, with the likely location somewhere off the A38.
Strategy aims to protect wildlife. A new strategy to protect 3 important nature reserves, including Dawlish Warren, has been agreed by 3 local councils. East Devon District Council, Teignbridge District Council and Exeter City Council have formally signed up to the new South East Devon Wildlife Joint Habitat Sites Mitigation Strategy, following full approval by each council. Developed by Footprint Ecology, the strategy to protect the Exestuary, East Devon Pebblebed Heaths and Dawlish Warren builds on the previous strategy of 2016 to 2025. It was developed in partnership with Natural England, the Pebblebed Heaths Conservation Trust, the Exestuary Management Partnership, Devon Wildlife Trust, RSPB and others, setting out a framework of mitigation measures funded through developer contributions for new housing developments within 10 kilometres of the protected sites. These nature reserves carry the highest conservation designations in the UK. Special Protection Areas, SPAs, Special Areas of Conservation, SACs and Ramsar sites, offering crucial protection for a wealth of wildlife. Without action, increased recreational use from new developments could harm the wildlife and habitats these sites were designated to protect. The strategy delivers a comprehensive set of measures. These include wildlife education and patrols with wardens to guide visitors to reduce their impact. Facilities including paths, signs and parking areas being upgraded. Safe spaces for overwintering birds were created and are being maintained on the Exestuary around Dawlish Warren. Ongoing monitoring will take place with regular checks and updates to ensure the plan stays effective.
Volunteers get ready for Carnival Week. There's just over a week to go before Carnival Week in Dawlish kicks off. Plans are already underway with road signage being put in place. Volunteers are out in force ahead of the main event, which starts on August the 9th and runs until August the 15th. Programmes are already on sale at various outlets, including Dawlish News, Puzzled Sweet Shop, Presents, the Hub Store, Post Office and News Agents in Exeter Road and the Langston Cliff Hotel. Fun events this year see the return of the raft race on August the 10th, a fancy dress walk in the sea, also on August the 10th, and the Carnival Community Parade on the evening of August the 15th.
Village pub listed as a community asset. A 17th century village pub has successfully been listed as a community asset. The Ship Inn in Cockwood will now be registered as an asset of community value under the community right to bid process. The application was made by Dawlish Town Council to Teignbridge Council after villagers called on the authorities to try and save the historic pub. Now the pub's owners have the right to request the District Council review its decision, which must be made within 8 weeks of notification of listing. The building remains listed as an asset during this period. More than 90 people attended a public meeting about the future of the pub. There was overwhelming agreement to support further exploration into buying the 17th century pub with the aim of running it as a community pub. Villagers now have to look at plans to buy the ship and operate it as a community pub and hub. The cob-built pub suffered extensive damage in the autumn of 2023 when one of the side walls collapsed during Storm Ciarán. The pub needs significant rebuilding and may be put on the market with a reported guide price of £50,000. This does not include the costs of rebuilding and substantial repairs. By registering the pub as a community asset under the Localism Act, the listing lasts for up to 5 years. This means if the owner decides to sell, the District Council must be notified. This triggers a 6-week moratorium period during which community interests may be registered. If a community wishes to bid, a 6-month moratorium applies to allow time to prepare a bid.
Primary School rocks Darwin. The final curtain for primary school leavers in Teignmouth was made extra special thanks to the Helen Foundation's Ella Phillip Fund. Year 6 pupils at Teignmouth Primary School benefited from a new PA system to perform their summer production of Darwin Rocks last week. The Ella Phillip Fund was set up in memory of Ella, who passed away at the age of 19 following a short illness while she was away at university. The EPF is administered by the Helen Foundation, which funds arts projects for young people across Teignbridge. Staff, parents and carers were impressed by their performance, which was made extra special thanks to the new PA system. They worked so hard to learn their lines, songs and actions, and their efforts completely paid off, wowing the audience with their drama skills, a Teignmouth Primary School spokesman said.